Congressman Don Manzullo will weigh in on last night's press conference with President Obama. The Big 89 WLS is welcoming the 2009 Speaker Series to the Chicago Theater. And next up is Vice President Al Gore on April 1st. So if you are caller 8 and or caller 9 at 312-591-8857, you could win a pair of tickets to the show. So good luck with that. It's the 8th and 9th callers at 312-591-8857. Congressman Don Manzullo, Republican, 16th District. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So, big disappointment for you. You have to talk to me instead of Rod Blagojevich. But
oh, yeah, right. My heart's bleeding over that.
What was your reaction, what is your reaction to last night's press conference?
Well, I thought it was boring, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that's the headline on Drudge this morning.
The problem is he continues to blame the Republicans for inheriting the debt when the Republicans lost control of Congress. The deficit was at $187 billion. 2 years after the Democrats seized control of Congress, it was $1.3 trillion, and that's exactly what Obama inherited.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to get the facts on it straight. Plus, I don't see how spending $3.5 trillion that we don't have is going to get us out of this bad economy. Just doesn't make sense.
I don't disagree with anything you said, although I don't think that President Bush was a real hawk on trying to.
I voted against a lot of his stuff too. He spent too much money, and Obama spends even more.
Well, here's something that the president said last night.
We will continue to go line by line through this budget. And where we find programs that don't work, we will eliminate them.
Do you think that's happening? I mean,
no.
I'm kind of cynical about it.
No, because what he's doing is he's expanding programs. He's turning, for example, Pell Grants from online budgetary items to an entitlement in his budget. I mean, that's very dangerous. So he's not going line by line. He's just you can't go line by line if you increase the size, the scope, the authority, the power in the reach of the federal budget. It just doesn't work that way.
Do you think there's even a desire with this administration to go through and cut government programs?
Well, I think there's a desire in every administration to cut government programs. The problem is when you go into office promising everybody everything, and Republican and Democratic presidents do the same thing, you get yourself into a quandary where you see where something should be cut, and all of a sudden the special interest comes up and says, hey, you can't cut my program because you promised. So that's what's unfortunate about the system. But Jerry, there are 10,000 federal programs, and everyone has a lobbyist trying to preserve it.
Right. And some of those lobbyists are also using tax dollars to try to preserve the taxpayer-funded program that they're active in.
Well, that's what it is. And what's unfortunate is that under the president's budget, under today's budget, today's standard, it costs 18.5 cents out of every dollar in order to fund the federal government programs. Take that about 20 years down the line, a little bit less than that, that's going to 30 to 35 cents. That's a huge bite out of the GDP, and we simply can't afford to do that. We spend too much money.
Talking to Congressman Don Manzullo, Republican of the 16th District here on the Big 89 WLS. I'm Jerry Yeager in for Don Wade and Roma, and Rod Blagojevich getting ready to fill in from 7 to 9 this morning. And Congressman, here's something else that the president said last night in relation to savings.
Not all of those are reflected in our budget, partly because the savings we anticipate would be coming in years outside of the 10-year budget cycle that we're talking about.
Now, maybe I don't understand government budgeting well enough, but it seems awfully safe for somebody to say savings will come years after I could possibly still be here.
The way the government determines savings is if you spend the same as you did the year before, adding in the cost of living. That's supposedly a saving.
Right.
And What he has to do is find ways to actually do so. But there are ways to save in electronic records and different things down the line. But you can't be in favor of a huge expansion of the role of the federal government on one hand, then talk about savings on the other. The two are inconsistent.
Here's something that took place last night that actually ended up being kind of funny, I think.
Why did you wait days to come out and express that outrage? It seems like the action is coming out of New York and the Attorney General's office. It took you days to come public with Secretary Geithner and say, look, we're outraged. Why did it take so long?
It took us a couple of days because I like to know what I'm talking about before I speak.
They were talking about the AIG bonuses, and the president tried to use the excuse, I like to know what I'm talking about before I speak. Well, that's a great thing to say, but in fact, the ability for AIG to honor contracts and pass out those bonuses was written into his legislation.
Well, it was. Plus, if you look at that now, I guess, famous or infamous query of mine of Mr. Kashkari, the head of TARP, going back to December 10th, I was asking him about the bonuses. Everybody knew about the bonuses.
Right.
And I just find it just stunning that nobody knew about the bonuses until until March when they're getting ready to pay. The thing to do with AIG is you could have slapped them into involuntary bankruptcy under Chapter 11. And then the government could have come in as the primary donor or financier at that point and rewritten those contracts. I mean, any number of things. AIG came on their knees to the federal government, actually to Geithner when he was at the New York Federal Reserve and said, look, we're desperate. We need some money. When someone's on their knees, you dictate the terms. He didn't do that.
All right, before I let you go, are you optimistic about America's future?
I am always optimistic about America's future. We have a lot of hope, a lot of prayers going out there. I see the light at the end of the tunnel, not as a train coming towards us, but as an opportunity that we have to reach towards.
And so what do we need to do to make that happen?
Well, we have to watch the spending. We have to make sure that, number one, Mr. Geithner does not get his desire to have even more authority to close down hedge funds and any company in any way related to the economy. That's extraordinary authority found only in countries where you don't have free voting.
Congressman Don Manzullo is a Republican of the 16th District here in Illinois. Thank you, sir, for your time this morning.
Give Rod my best, would you?
I'm sure he's listening to you right now.
And we'll talk to you later.
Thank you. It's 6:44. This is the Big 89 WLS.